4 months after the Benghazi attack that exposed startling flaws in U.S. diplomatic security, lawmakers will have their first chance to question Secretary Clinton about the incident in what likely will be her final round of congressional testimony as America's top diplomat. In October, she said she bears ultimate responsibility for the security lapse.
I take responsibility. I'm in charge of the State Department, 60,000 plus people all over the world.
Clinton was to testify last month, but illness and an accident forced a postponement. Despite multiple investigations into the Benghazi debacle and the resignation of high-ranking State Department officials, lawmakers say questions remain about the September 11th attack. Republican Representative Ileana Roslehtinen.
Why was the State Department unprepared for an assault there, especially on the anniversary of the worst terrorist attack in United States history?
But analysts expect Clinton's testimony before House and Senate panels to be mostly forward-looking. National security expert Rudy De Leon.
What we're expecting to hear in the Secretary's own voice is the plan that she has to really reinvigorate and enhance diplomatic security services. What we are reminded of is how delicate the security situation is and how attentive we need to stay focused.
Will the Benghazi attack be a permanent and defining stain on Clinton's tenure at the State Department? Former U.S. NATO Ambassador Robert Hunter does not think so.
I don't think her image was at all tarnished by this. Secretary Clinton has set an incredible standard the last 4 years in terms of the American standing abroad, human rights, women's rights.
Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher agrees.
She has given this country, I think, 20 years of decent, good service, and I'm not about to throw, you know, sling mud at her. She maybe made a bad call. She's made 20 years of good calls.
Hillary Clinton's testimony on Capitol Hill precedes a Senate confirmation hearing for President Barack Obama's pick to be America's next Secretary of State, Senator John Kerry. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
We learned of those yesterday in very stark terms about the mistakes leading up to the attacks. The report makes that very clear.